Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Pinken Channels. I'm Connor Southwell, and I'm delighted to be joined by Vicente Reyes, who joins us this evening. It's lovely to see you, first and foremost. Thank you for giving up your time to speak to us. I guess the first question really is how are things going? You're obviously out on loan at the moment at Cambridge United. From the outside looking in, you're playing lots of games, and I know it was a little bit of a slow start to the season, but it looks like it's picked up a little bit now. How is it all going at the moment?
Yeah, obviously, just like you said, we started off a bit slow as a team, but I think the main focus, from the Norwich side, I think just playing a lot of games at a high level. League One was a step up for me because I was playing League Two last season. I think everything's coming together now. We're picking up more results as of recent, so. I think we're in a good spot for now.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you about that because I can imagine going on loan and experiencing different clubs and different situations can be quite difficult. So how good was it to have that loan spell at Forest Green last year, where it looked like individually you did quite well, but obviously collectively the team obviously didn't end the season in the way that they would have hoped. So was that a good sort of learning ground for you, so to speak?
Yeah, I think even starting off at Braintree, I went on loan there for a month. That's something that I really needed at the time. I didn't understand the whole thing about, the lower leagues like National League South. It was a lot different from playing under 21s football. So getting exposed to that men's football feeling helped me a lot to, prepare myself for the EFL loan whenever it came. And, when Clem was there, he, put my name out there to help me out. Because I'm sure that many of the clubs didn't know who I was coming in, from America. So, I got the shot at Forest Green. I knew what the circumstances were coming in. But to be fair, I think personally, I felt like I did really well there. And, as of when I started there and we finished off, I think our form was really well. We just didn't have enough time to, stay up. So, I really enjoyed playing there. And it definitely helped me a lot.
What's the experience been like at the different levels? Like you mentioned, Braintree to Forest Green to Cambridge. It seems like you've adapted quite well to all of those levels when you've been dropped into them.
Yeah, I think that's just part of the game. You got to adapt quickly. I think playing at those lower levels, it helped me, get ready for the bigger crowds because, at that level, there's around 100 people at those games. But then you get chucked in against, Wrexham a couple weeks later or months later, I'd say, with like 13,000. And then, now I'm playing against, Peterborough in a derby where it's, even louder. So, I've been really enjoying it. And I think, taking those steps gradually has been helping me a lot. So,
well, what's been obviously the big differences from maybe where you came from, obviously in America and Chile as well, in their sort of youth system to the lower leagues in England? Has that been a really sort of different experience to what you've been used to in terms of your footballing education?
Yeah, I think when I first came in to Norwich, playing for the 21s, I found it a bit obviously different with the play styles and, the weather here affected me a bit because we usually stop playing at the times when it starts getting colder during winter to play, like really windy games with rain. It's helped me have to adjust. I think it's definitely more physical here, obviously more technical, and just the standards are really high. And wherever you're playing, whether it's under 21s football, League One, or even National League. So
yeah, and that was something I was going to ask you about, the physicality, because I guess from a Norwich perspective, that's part of why they've sent you out to these places and in the lower leagues, to expose you to some of that and sort of try and improve your game in that aspect. I'm sure that was a consideration maybe that they communicated to you.
Yeah, I think just obviously playing those games, playing with real men, and they're trying to throw you around in the box. I wasn't familiar to that because in the U.S. maybe they'd call the fouls more often But here, you know, I guess the offensive players can get away with more, you know, giving you a little elbow or blocking you on some corners. But I think it's just having to adapt and, you know, learning how to maneuver around those situations and, you know, obviously building my physical aspect in that will help a lot as well.
Have you enjoyed that side of it? Because I can imagine, particularly as a goalkeeper, you've taken some whacks over those free loan spells.
Yeah, I think at the start of it, I was confused with the situations, and you know, once a couple of those corners happened, or you know, set pieces, I kind of just froze a bit. But then, you know, the more times I faced it, I actually quite enjoy it now, and you know, I can stand up for myself compared to where I first started.
Has there been a real difference in terms of that non-league setting, where it's we're probably talking more about kind of physicality and that aspect compared to League One? Has it been sort of quite similar challenges in terms of what you faced as a goalkeeper? Are they really different?
I'd say similar in terms of physicality. Obviously, the higher you play, the better the quality is in terms of like techniques and stuff. But you know, when defending a corner, like you're still facing the same, you know, kind of approach where they, you know, try to block you or, you know, get in your face, say something to you. But yeah, I think I've been adapting to that part really well. And like I said, it's something that I'm, you know, looking forward to facing every match that comes up.
I mean, when we talk about sort of loan moves, I think and obviously we've spoken about it quite a bit already, the football aspect of it. How have you dealt with it from a sort of human side? Because it's obviously, I'm sure your life in the last 2 years has changed absolutely drastically. Coming to England, and then obviously I know you had a little bit of a spell at Norwich in the 21s, but then to Braintree and then to Forest Green, which is even further away, now to Cambridge, which isn't a million miles away, but they're different places. There's always going to be a period of adaptation. How have you dealt with that on a human level?
Yeah, it was just something that at the end of the day, I just had to get on with it. You know, there were some days where I didn't feel like, you know, traveling so far to go play a game or, you know, whatever it may be. But I knew at the end of the day, it was going to help me, get better in, you know, every aspect on and off the pitch. So, I've been really enjoying it. I know it's all going to be part of the plan that originally was, you know, set up for me. So, you know, I'm at peace with that. So,
yeah, and it's interesting when you speak about young players in particular to people in football, and they speak about loans. They always talk about, you know, the first one can be a little bit difficult, and you know, it can challenge a player because they've dropped into a competitive environment. It's a very different sort of world to the under 21s, and obviously you play competitively elsewhere. So maybe that was helpful to you, but. That first loan spell at Braintree, I mean, how important was that for kind of setting the tone for what you've been able to do at Forest Green and at Cambridge as well?
Oh, yeah. It was really important to me. You know, it happened when I least expected it. I didn't know I was going to go on loan so soon. You know, I went out on loan, I believe, in mid-October. I was only there for 3-4 months in the, you know, under 21 system with the first team. At the time, it was something that, you know, I didn't sit with me well because I didn't know much about the process here as a goalie, as a young goalie. So, but at the end of the day, I just went on with it. And now looking back at it, I'm more grateful about the whole situation playing there. And, you know, I learned so much from playing there. And, just like I said, I'm really grateful for, you know, living that experience.
Because then we push on to the Forest Green loan, and I guess the fact you're not being dropped into that environment where a team that's already struggling against relegation, that's quite a tough situation for any player to walk into, let alone a really young guy. If that would have been your first loan, and there's not really a period of adaptation that you can have in that circumstance, because you know that the manager's going to need you and he's going to need you to perform pretty quickly. So did that help, the fact you were able to have that month at Braintree to step in there and basically plug in and go and produce the level of performances that you did?
Yeah, I think obviously playing that Braintree for that month, it kind of helped me understand how important each game is. You know, in under 21s, like, we obviously want to win, but at the end of the day, like, it's more of you know, learning, getting the tactics right, you know, playing how the first team plays. But here, it's do or die. You need to win every game. The 3 points are so important to the club, to the fans, to the players as well. So when I got dropped in at Forest Green, I knew that sort of pressure was, I was going to have to take it. But, experiencing everything at Braintree, I felt like I was ready. And I just went in with the mindset that, there's nothing to lose here. It was going to be that first game against Barrow away, where if it went well, then, I'd potentially get that re-signed for the 7-day emergency loan. So obviously it went well, and we just kept building and building, taking it each game. So
yeah, and I can imagine there's a lot of pressure in that moment. Like you said, it was an emergency loan, so you're always kind of chasing that next extension, aren't you? But equally, you're being dropped into a group of experienced players who, I'm sure when they see young guys go in, that there is sort of a wait and want to kind of see those guys prove themselves and prove they're up to the level. So even that is quite a different dynamic from 21's football as well. So you had to contend with all of that in a really short period of time. So I'd imagine, from your perspective, you probably had to do a lot of learning very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It was something that, like the first loan, it was something that happened overnight. I had no idea. I believe it was a Sunday night where I got the call, and I basically had to just hop on the bus, meeting the team on the Monday, travel up to Barrow, and I played on Tuesday night. So it was just things like that where you can't really make up, but you just got to get on with it, really, and just do your best. I was in a place where I felt sharp, I felt ready. So when the opportunity came, I was really grateful for it, and I did everything that I could to just keep playing those games.
And in terms of the summer that's just gone, was it always sort of in the club's mind, in your mind as well, that it was going to be another loan and that was going to be the best route for you? I can imagine after you've sort of had that taste of EFL football and senior football, you probably wanted more of it, right?
Yeah, I think it was well known that coming back from Forest Green that the best next step was probably to hopefully get a shot at League One. Thankfully, I did, and I just play as many games as I can this season. So I think I've already played about 20 games. So It's not even January. So I'm really, really blessed to be able to be part of that. And I take each game with a lot of seriousness, and I'm just trying to help out the club wherever I'm at, and I'll always give 100%. So
how much have you enjoyed Cambridge so far? What's it been like for you as an experience?
Yeah, really good. I decided to move over instead of travel there and back from Norwich. So I like staying close to the training ground to obviously take my time with everything, and been enjoying the city. The city is really nice, and obviously, like you said, it's not too far from Norwich. So every other week, I'll be able to go back to the church I go there, and go see my friends that are in Norwich. But yeah, the club is amazing. They treated me really well, so I'm really grateful for them.
Yeah, and I guess, like you say, you've played plenty of football. It's probably been everything that you hoped it would be so far, isn't it, in terms of that exposure to League One and a higher level to what you've been used to, but also the regularity with what you've been playing as well. That's a huge sort of vote of confidence in you by the manager and obviously the other coaching team there.
Yeah, I think, it's a big responsibility to be at a League One club at such a young age. Obviously nothing is given, so obviously I've been playing a lot of games, and I've been really grateful about it, but I've got to earn the right to play every week. So I've been taking each day seriously, and just trying to get better each day. So
And obviously, in terms of the situation that the team are in, I think it was a long period before sort of there was a win, if I'm right. And obviously, it's picked up a little bit now. So does it feel like things are sort of building in the way that you'd hope, albeit obviously the aim will be to get yourself out of danger at that level? But does it feel like things are improving now?
Yeah, I think at the start of the season, no one was really expecting that kind of start. But at the end of the day, it's how football goes. And I knew that as long as we, you know, kept our heads high, that, you know, those results change, and they change at the time when it's right. So I believe we lost the first 8 or 9, and then we won 3 on the bounce. So, you know, things can change quick. So, you know, I think we're only 3 points out of relegation, the relegation zone. So our aim is to get out of there and to stay out. So, you know, I think the boys have been playing really well. And, you know, I feel like we're all close as a group.
Gary Monk, I mean, what's he been like to work for? Someone who's obviously managed in the Premier League and in the Championship, managed some big clubs as well, Leeds, Middlesbrough, Swansea. Mm-hmm. We could list loads of others. What's he been like to work for as a coach?
Yeah, he's really good. I've been enjoying the time I've been, you know, spending with him, things I've learned with him. I know he's a manager that doesn't really care how old you are. He'll play you if you're 16, 30, whatever it is. He's given me a lot of confidence. But yeah, I mean, obviously as a goalkeeper, you don't really spend as much time as you do as a field player with the manager. So, but yeah, I think I have a decent relationship with him, and, yeah, really happy with, you know, what he's been doing.
And from a Norwich perspective, what's it like for you as a Norwich player out on loan? Do you have lots of contact? Is it one where you sort of pick, you know, the phone's always open to you to pick up when you like? Has it been a little bit more sort of distant? What's that sort of relationship like when you're a lone player away?
Yeah, I think obviously the new goalkeeper coach came in. I spoke with him once, but, you know, being at a club like Norwich, you're going to be really busy, you know, looking over every goalkeeper. I'm in close contact with the loans manager at the club. I'm sure they're watching each game. They try to come down to a home game here and there. And then obviously I'm staying close contact with the, you know, like the physical standpoint, like the gym guys, the strength coaches. I mean, just stay on top of my plans. And yeah, they're always checking in, always congratulating me whenever things happen. Well, so, you know, it's a healthy kind of relationship, I'd say.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And I mean, in terms of you, and I'm sure this is the case for sort of every young player when they come to Norwich, I'm sure there was a clear pathway for you in terms of what your development picture looked like. So as we sit here right now, is it sort of where you hoped it be? Is it a little bit ahead of schedule? Where would you sort of assess where you are on that pathway?
Yeah, I think maybe ahead of schedule. I don't remember the exact plan, but I always thought it was going to be 21's football the whole season, my whole first season, and then maybe hopefully get an EFL loan my second season. But you know when the force green thing happened, I think it just sped up my process in terms of where I am on loan. So you know, I think I'm ahead of schedule, but you know, this is just something that can't really start thinking about too much. But yeah, I'm just happy where I am, and obviously eager to get better each day. So
yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how maybe the sort of loan route and the perception of the loan route has really changed. You think 10, 20 years ago, if a player was going out on loan, it was the club don't want you. And, you know, it was seen almost as a bit of a negative route. But now it's very much about development and pathways and getting you experience, and young players generally experience. So I guess the whole thing that you found to be very positive so far, because I'm sure you're now a very different goalkeeper to what you were even 12 months ago when you first joined Norwich City.
Yeah, exactly. That's you always got to look at the positives. Obviously, me being 21 now, to play potentially, hopefully, you know, 40 plus games this season at a very high level, something that will help me, you know, achieve the things that I want to, hopefully, coming up. But, you know, whatever happens next season, you know, it's not up to me. But knowing that I've had these experiences will definitely give me, you know, that boost of confidence. So,
And of course, yeah, I wanted to ask you sort of maybe what the future, or what you hope the future looks like in a moment. But I've got to ask you about obviously Chile and going away and being part of the senior squad. I'm sure having played at youth level and I know you've spoken before about how big that is for you personally and your family. I mean, talk to us about what a proud moment that was to go over there and be part of the senior squad for your country.
this you know, one of my dreams come true to be able to be a part of that senior team, especially at this age where, you know, I didn't expect it to come so soon. But yeah, this is something that I didn't expect. And, you know, when the call did come, you know, I felt like I was ready. So yeah, when I came in, I believe it was October, it was the first call up, it was something that, you know, I really enjoyed, and it was good to meet all the coaching staff and, you know, the players. So, I felt like I did really well, and, you know, I was up to the level. So, you know, they really respect the plan I'm on over here. And, you know, from the outside, it sounds bad playing third division football, but, everyone in England knows that, you know, playing League One is like actually a really good standard. So, yeah, I'm happy with everything that's going on right now.
And I'm sure your family as well, they must have been really beaming with pride at seeing you represent your country. I think you've spoken a little bit in the past about your dad, haven't you, and sort of the influence that he's had on you. And obviously that, I think you said something like it was his dream. So he's kind of seen you do that, which I'm sure is really good for, and really made him really proud of you.
Yeah, no, it was something surreal that happened. You know, when I got the call, I called him straight away, and he couldn't believe it as well. But, you know, we were just super happy and grateful for that opportunity. We were always, you know, dreaming about it. And, you know, now that it's a reality, it's something that he's super proud of. And, you know, I do it for him as well. Like, he's my idol. He was the one that got me into goalkeeping. So, just seeing him happy makes me happy. So I obviously want to get you know, my first cap hopefully soon, and, you know, stuff like that to keep making him happy and proud. So yeah.
Did you get an opportunity? I know he wasn't in the squad because of injury, but did you get an opportunity to speak to Marcelino Nunez about it at all? Obviously Chilean and has a vast experience now of that international setup. Were you able to speak to him at all?
Yeah, we always are speaking. I'd say once or twice a week, we're always texting something about Chile and, you know, staying ready. And, you know, he's the one that pushes me and motivated me to keep going, to hopefully, you know, be a part of that squad with him. You know, my dream is to play alongside him, country, and, you know, at Carroll Road one day. So, yeah, we're always speaking about it. And, you know, he congratulated me. It was unfortunate we didn't get to be there together, but, you know, we're hopefully aiming for that call up in March to go together.
How good has it been for you to, you know, because you've taken a massive step coming to England, coming to Norwich City, to see someone like him who, you know, obviously same country and lots of similarities between, and even him, I know obviously you've been away on loan, but for him it was a little bit of a slow introduction into life, into English football, and this season he's really kicked on. So, I mean, has he almost been like a sort of mentor figure to you to sort of guide you through what life in England has been like?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's not many Chileans that are playing at this level outside of Chile. So, you know, when I heard that Norwich was interested in me, and I was already, you know, supporting Norwich because of Marcelino. You know, I love seeing, you know, Chileans do well outside of Chile. So, but yeah, it's good to have him alongside of me, you know, help him as well, because, you know, he's not from around, he's not familiar with the English language. So, you know, he'll help me and I'll help him. So it's a good combination.
Just very quickly, I mean, on the story of joining Norwich, because I think people will look at you and your profile, and obviously you were playing for an MLS side, and, you know, building your career. Am I right in saying it was a youth tournament where Norwich City first saw you and first made contact with you? I mean, it's quite an incredible story, isn't it? An English club sort of plucking a young goalkeeper like you out of where it was. So just talk to us a little bit about sort of how you first learnt of that interest and how it went from that stage of watching you in that competition to obviously you joining the club.
Yeah, I believe the interest started when I went to go play an under 20 tournament with Chile in Spain, I believe October of 2022. And then the interest grew over time when I played the under 20 World Cup qualifiers in February, and then the summer of June, everything sped up, and obviously I came in the start of July. So, you know, it was something that I didn't really expect, but, you know, my me and my dad always talked about wanting to play in England, and you know, whenever that opportunity comes, like we'll you know, take it and don't look back. So you know, here we are and we're enjoying it so far.
Yeah, and that was going to be kind of one of my final questions to you, which was going to be sort of about aspirations, because as much as it's great being out on loan and developing and becoming an excellent goalkeeper, I'm sure there's so much of you that's itching to play for Norwich City and to be, you know, a regular goalkeeper in their side. So I guess it probably validates all the work that you're doing, isn't it, to have that kind of clear pathway and clear objective to build towards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think obviously when I first come here, my aim was to potentially, you know, play for the first team. I knew I wasn't going to come right away. You know, I still had a lot to learn, a lot to experience. So, you know, looking at where I am now, I feel like I'm, you know, getting close to that objective. But, you know, that's not going to be something that's going to given to me. I need to earn it. So each day, you know, focusing on where I am now, obviously, you know, doing well for Cambridge will hopefully translate to be given the opportunity. So, you know, just got to focus on where I am now.
Yeah. And obviously final two questions for me, but I mean, you're such a young man, like you said, you're still 21, you've got experience of playing in different countries. You've obviously been in obviously a squad for your senior team of your country. You've experienced life in America, experienced life in England, experienced life in the lower leagues, in League Two and League One. I mean, it's quite a CV and profile that you're building up. So are you conscious of how all of those experiences have helped you and helped you along the way to become the goalkeeper that you are today, and how they could obviously help you in the future as well to build towards what you want to do?
Yeah, I think everything that I've experienced is really, really big for me. You know, because hopefully, you know, looking back at it, I'll, like I am now already, being grateful for, you know, those opportunities at Braintree and Forest Green. You know, I'll look back at everything and see that, you know, each little thing helped me to get to where I am. But yeah, you know, experiencing every loan so far is something that I know now is going to be hopefully part of the plan. So, but yeah.
And that probably brings me on to my final question, which is obviously that goalkeeping department at Norwich at the moment, Angus Gunn, George Long, you know, Archie Mayer. We could list a load of other talented, Caleb Anson, a load of really talented young goalkeepers and goalkeepers generally. I guess how does that sort of competition help? Because we hear about the goalkeepers union, and obviously how I'm sure you guys are really tight, and I'm sure Angus and George have really helped you and the other young goalkeepers on their journey. But does that level of competition help you as well in terms of the development and seeing different goalkeepers in sort of different stages of their career and all of that kind of stuff? Does that push you and help you develop?
Yeah, of course it does. And, you know, obviously training with George Long and Angus for the majority of the time I was there, it really, you know, opened up my eyes to see, you know, all the experiences that they've, you know, they bring in and all the things that I can learn from them. It just really pushed me and motivated me to hopefully get to where they are at some point. And obviously the younger lads as well, you know, learn from them. You can always learn from anyone. And from everything that I learned, I'll hopefully, you know, pass it on to the younger goalies as well. So, you know, having George and Angus is something really, really massive for me in my career, because not everyone gets to work with those, you know, level of goalies every day. So, you know, I was really grateful to be a part of that when I was there. So I have a really good relationship with them. And, yeah, we always push each other.
Well, Vicente, thank you so much for joining us and for your time. I really appreciate it. And yeah, good luck for the rest of the season. Hopefully we're seeing you play for Norwich City very soon.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you very much. And, you know, thank you for having me.
Top man. Thank you. And thank you all very much for watching as well. See you soon.
Cheers.